Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Wells. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney misplays the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Speaker reaches third base with a triple. Spurgeon goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch takes first base on ball four. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to third. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells strikes out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Haney moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haney tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Manish is chasing the ball. Speaker rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rigney scores. Basler moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 2 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Basler scores. Wells moves to third. Haney moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wells tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Haney scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Cliff Lee pinch hits for Joe Schott. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to third for the out. Fuchter moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Fuchter moves to third. Lee moves to second. George Uhel pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fuchter scores. Lee scores. Jameson moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Ken Holloway now pitching. Homer Summa pinch runs for George Uhel. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Carr now pitching. Joe Klugman now playing second base. Chick Fuchter now playing third base. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maynish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klugman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty pinch hits for Riggs Stevenson. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing right field. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haney hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McNulty. Cobb reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rigney hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Basler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Speaker moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 6-5, Tigers. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. McNulty moves to second. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Feuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. McNulty scores. Burns moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Bert Cole now pitching. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Fred Haney. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke bunts towards third. Feuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. Noon moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Noon moves to third. Al Wingo pinch hits for Bob Fothergill. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Wingo reaches second base with a double. Noon scores. Cobb moves to third. It's Tigers, 7, Indians, 7. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 4 in the game. Blue is walked intentionally. Bob Jones pinch hits for Topper Rigney. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line. McNulty races for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Cobb. The throw to the plate, and Cobb is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Jones now playing third base. Jackie Tavener now playing shortstop. Al Wingo now playing left field. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0 for 1 in the game. Klugman bunts in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. Jamison moves to second. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jamison moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Glenn Myatt. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Basler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Feuchter hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 2 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke is hit by the pitch. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr has O'Rourke trapped off third. He fires to home, and O'Rourke is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 0-for-1 in the game. Klugman hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Klugman reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Speaker is walked intentionally. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klugman moves to third. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sewell is walked intentionally. Lil Stoner now pitching. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klugman scores. Speaker moves to third. Sewell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.